We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
Guys, this morning, the theme just continues on. It's Thanksgiving. Thankfulness. Go with me over to the book of Luke. Luke, buried here, is a very, very, seems subtle, but it's so very important text from Jesus, a conversation that he's having. You know, this concept of Thanksgiving, this idea of being grateful for what God has done for us. You know, we got to remember, each one of us, remember where you were before Christ found you. You know, for some of us, I mean, I look at some of the young people in here, you were probably young, you were a kid, probably didn't do a whole lot of bad stuff, honestly, but you were lost. Praise God, you had mamas and daddies that were taking you to a church to where Christ was being preached, to where the cross and repentance and sin was being talked about. We see God, we see the truth of God's Word, we see Christ in His holiness, and then we see ourselves, and somewhere along our journey, somewhere along this path, the Spirit of God found us, and I pray that each and every one of you have been found. I pray that you're a Christian. You know, for the most part, I see you week after week after week after week. You've heard gospel presentation after presentation after presentation. And I pray that you're not just kicking it down the curb. I pray that you're not just one of those people that's not ready yet. I literally heard that statement this past week from someone. I'm just not ready yet. For what? You know, it begs the question, what do you have that he can't give so much more of? What do you currently have in this life that's so important? Think about it. You've heard that statement. I'm just not ready to make that commitment yet. It's heartbreaking. Don't be that person. I pray. I don't think you're that person. You're here. You're regularly here. You're sort of connected. Most of you, I mean, looking around, most of you aren't just casual churchgoers. I mean, you sing, you worship, you do, you go, you're around. And here's the deal. You can do all of that and still miss Christ. Don't miss him. Don't say, I'm not ready yet. Don't say, well, I've still got to do a few more things. I got to get some stuff in order. There's nothing you can do that's of any significance apart from Christ. And I pray that every one of us, I pray that I'm just doing the preacher talk right now, honestly. I pray that in your spirit you're saying, amen. Amen, Lord. I thank you for finding me, whatever age I was, wherever I was. I praise God that you gave me parents and family and teachers and pastors and Sunday school teachers and discipleship training and leaders that poured into us. Guys, those are so important to all of us. We've all been there. We've all been in those places. You know, and I'm getting to a point. I know where I'm going, and you're not there. You're not looking at the text yet. But it's Jesus is about to make a point that their lives were changed, they were free, and they just went on about their business. They were radically brought from literal death to life, and they just went on about their business. Go to Luke 17. Look at this story. Luke 17. Look at this story right here. Remember where you came from. You know, one of the things I always challenged my brother, younger, by four years, 9 months younger. He's been in churches. He was in some big churches. I said, don't forget your roots. Don't forget your raising. That's why I love going home. I love Thanksgiving. Really, it's one of the weeks. And a few other times I'll head down there, but it's one of the weeks, literally, we'll go down and spend almost all week with Daddy. We'll spend the week in the country. I'm talking, you can almost sleep in the middle of the street at night kind of country. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't nothing coming. They in the bed. Dirt roads and that's the roots. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're from. Don't forget. I mean, that's who we are. Where we came from, where Christ found us, and where we went, where he's taken each and every one of us. Look at beginning in verse 11. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, why was he going to Jerusalem? To die. He was headed to the cross. While he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Everybody look at me. Leprosy. Leprosy, one of the most dreaded diseases in the ancient world. There was no cure then. When you found a spot, a little red spot, and that turned like white and got nasty or whatever, and you went to the priest, and the priest said you had it, you basically had to go around screaming, unclean, unclean. And I couldn't, here's the deal, I couldn't stand with y'all. I basically would have to be somewhere far away from you. Unclean, unclean. Stay away. Basically, I'm saying, stay away, unclean. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That was their life. It wasn't just unclean on Thanksgiving. It was unclean all throughout the week, all throughout the year. Unclean, unclean. And it says they were standing away from him even. They had to stand off back from him. From a distance, unclean from everybody, unclean from family, unclean from friends, separated, sick, hopeless. That was their life. That's where they were. That's who they were. Unclean. They walked through it wasn't like they were bad people. It wasn't that they had earned it or deserved it or brought it on themselves. It just happened. They'd walk and the crowds would part from them. They were unclean. They were outcasts. They were rejects. They were the lowest of the low. Then if you keep on going down through, you're going to see that it wasn't just this one we get to wasn't just a leper, he was also a Samaritan, which makes him as bottom of the rung as you can ever get. Samaritans were like half-breeds. They were not pure. The Jews hated them. There's no racial, social thing that we deal with or have ever dealt with compared to Samaritans and the hatred that the Jews had toward them. It was just horrible. That's where these guys, they've got leprosy, and they're screaming out to Jesus. In verse 14, and when he saw him, he said to them, this was what he said to. When Scripture tells you to do something, what are you supposed to do? Pretty simple. I love that. When God says do it, you do it. God said do it, and they did it, and good things happened. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Praise God. They did exactly what Christ said do, and they were cleansed. They were made whole. They were made right. They were healed. Now, one of them, notice, We're getting there. Now, one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Again, he wasn't just a leper unclean. He was a Samaritan outcast. He was socially, he was bottom rung. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said to him, look at what Jesus' question is. Church, Thanksgiving 2024. Jesus asked a really important question that, if we're not careful, it really goes back to this angel tree kind of thing. Remember how I told you some of them asked for what? Deodorant. They ain't got nothing. They don't have nothing. I mean, for us, deodorant's kind of like toothpaste and toilet paper, and you know, you just, hey, let's run and get some. It ain't a thought of how are we gonna get some, or hey, let me put it on my Christmas list so I can have some. No, it's for us, it's just, oh well, whatever. I'm out. I mean, I'm sitting there sucking a tube down right now myself. I've done pushed it over the thing, and I'm like, I'm just lazy and ain't went and got, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting there on the side. I'm just sucking the fire out of that thing, getting the last little bit out of it. Not because I need any, because I'm just lazy. Jesus asked an important question. He says, then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10? Cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Where's everybody else that got the same cleansing? Where's everybody else that got the same healing? Where's everybody else that my spirit moved on and took this dreaded disease away, and they no longer have to go through the community screaming, unclean, unclean? No, they're free again. And they've, who knows where they've gone? You can only imagine they've gone off and they're enjoying life, but they're not back. And Jesus notices that, and he asks the question, where's them other 9 at? Where are those other people that I blessed? Where's those others that my grace went out to? Why are they not giving me the praise that's rightfully due me? Why are they not thanking me? Then Jesus answered and said to them, were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9? Where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? I'm like, I heal 10 of you and one of you show back. Where's the other 9? Does God not deserve glory and praise and honor from those who had been given everything back, had been given, they were hopeless and they were given life? And Jesus is like, where are the 9? And church, I'm going to be honest, if we're not careful, we can take for granted and just be one of the 9 and go off. We can just go off and we can do our life. And here's what we can do. We can go and we can eat more food than any of us even deserve this coming week. We can ride on streets freely and we can worship with family and we can get in a yard and we can play and we've got so much and we can just be so caught up in the freedom that we forget the one who made us free. And you're like, preacher, that's a really good Thanksgiving point. No, that's the point Jesus made. Listen, I healed all of you. I saved all of you. And only one showed back up. Let me ask you, and I mean, I know which camp I'm in. Which camp are you in? Are you that Samaritan back at the feet of Jesus, praising God, continually glorifying the Father for the freedom for the peace, for the hope, for the joy, for the communion that we now have. We who were, Scripture says, helpless, sinners, enemies. For if while we were enemies, we were all those things. We were far, we were outcast, we were hopeless, we were messed up. We were screaming unclean. We can't get into heaven. We can't. There's no hope for us. But Christ came and He redeemed us and He forgave us and He saved us and He brought us back. You as a person, it's not a sermon, it's a question to you. Would you have gone back? Or instead of sitting there, say, answering the question hypothetically, are you going back? Is that you? Or are you like probably me, one of the nine? That's, here's what we do. We walk back into the city. It's like, I thought you were sick. Oh yeah, I'm better now. Let's play. I thought you were running. Weren't you one of those that run around and screamed unclean? I saw you. You were one of those. Yeah, but I'm better now. Let's go have fun. Let's go eat. Guys, if we're not careful, and it's not hard, it's so easy to slip into. And Christ is like, He's like, where are you at? Where are you at the rest of the time? You're forgiven 365. There was a song we were singing, and I'm back here thinking, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You and I are free, free indeed. We are fully, fully in Christ. When you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, that old self is gone. You've been made brand new. You've been bought with a price. You've been forgiven. He hung on the cross. He shed His blood for me, for you, for us. We'll sing a new song in heaven around the throne for all of eternity, singing His praises. We won't be distracted with the things of the fleeting things of this world. We will be singing His praises. And the beauty of it is we get to do that now. There's nothing keeping us from going back to Him right now. There's nothing. I, a few minutes ago, assumed each one of you were a Christian. I assumed each one of you know Christ personally. I assume each one of you have been forgiven by Him and have trusted Him as Lord and Savior. That we were unclean, we were enemies, we were helpless, we were sinners, we were outcasts, we were alienated from God because of the rebellion in our heart. But Christ, when He shed His blood on Calvary, forgave us by faith, we're saved by faith in Christ only. Where are you? Guys, it's humbling when we think about what Christ did for us. It's humbling when you think about the extent. If I go to heaven, it's only because of Jesus. If I go to heaven, it's only because of Jesus. It's not because of me. It's not because of who I'm married or what I've done. If I go, it's only because of Christ and Him. He is everything. He is my everything. What's better than that? Health? No. Family? No. Money? No. Freedom? No. Relationships and all that? No, nothing is better than Christ. Tony Brown and I and Casey in Ecuador And it rocked his world to see the humility of people who have nothing. And I don't, it just doesn't make us dirty. Guys, I just think about the verse, to those who have much, much is required. I think about those people on those hillsides, and when I think about hillsides, when you think about these people, they're not bad people. They're really good people. They're hardworking people. They love their family. They love their, you know what they just don't have? They don't have the distractions we have. They don't have the stuff pulling us 100 different directions that you and I have. We're spoiled. We are so spoiled. We're sickening spoiled. We have lush on top of lush. I'm not worried about where more toothpaste is at. I got down the street, I got rows of it. Up the road, I got rows of it. We got it running out our ears. We got Winn-Dixie's got it, and Dollar General's got it, and CVS has got it, and Walgreens has. Everybody's got toothpaste. Some folks don't have it. And the point that we heard over and over and over again, we look at it as, man, I just wasn't lucky, or something happened, or people that don't have what we have, but they have Jesus, you know who they give praise and honor and glory to for everything? They give it to Jesus. If they wake up, they praise Jesus. If they slept, they praise Jesus. If the car cranks, they praise Jesus. If they have a piece of bread or a piece of fruit for breakfast, lunch, or supper, they praise Jesus. If things grow, they praise Jesus. If seeds pop out of the ground, they praise Jesus. And you could just go on and on and on and on and on. It's not just because, hey, I went and got something. No, if it happens, they praise Jesus. The sun comes up, the wind blows by, the rain falls down, the grass grows up, the animals grow, the food comes, the electricity stays on. They praise Jesus for every little thing. They praise Jesus. And you know what? Based on what this tiny little point that Jesus made, Jesus answered and said to them, "Where were there not 10 cleansed? Did I not heal and forgive every one of them?" But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Foreigner. Guys, I do not know how we'll be judged. Praise God for Jesus. I don't know what our judgment seat will look like. Praise God for Christ and the sacrifice that He made for us, so undeserving. But when we honestly look at our lives and look at our thankfulness and look at our gratitude and look at our appreciation, look at our glory to God, I can speak for Shannon. I'm one of those 9 almost all the time. And Jesus is like, "But didn't I cleanse you too? But didn't I heal you also? Didn't I forgive you also?" I got one here at my feet giving me praise for everything that happens. And didn't I forgive you also? I got one that's praising me for the wind blowing and the rain falling and the cows milking and the babies are being born and food on the table and a piece of bread and any little something, and everything is praise you, God. We praise you, Lord. And here we are, don't think for nothing, want for nothing, ask for nothing, need for nothing, have any kind. We just go get it on top of, 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 get it. And unfortunately, we complain. How could a Christian complain? Unfortunately, I'm just asking the question. I'm reading this. I've been reading this and wearing this. And Jesus said, were there not 10 but the 9? Where are they at? It's like, Shannon, I saved you. What's the deal? I saved you. I saved you. Look, I mean, biblically, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when, Shannon, you were dead in your transgressions, I made you alive together with Christ Jesus. I made you alive. Listen, church. Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica and says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Thanks. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, to rejoice and give thanks in all things. Not just on Thanksgiving. Not just when we sing the songs and front of the bulletin says it. Because what happens when the decorations go from, and they already have, remember how it used to be? It don't happen now. They probably already got Easter up somewhere. But remember when it used to go from brown in the stores to red real quick? Y'all know what every one of us did. We basically changed our mind. We went from being really thankful to, watch this. We went from being really thankful to what you want, what you getting, what you asking for, what you want. Have you made your list yet? And I guarantee you, there ain't a one of us in this room would ask for deodorant and say, I need deodorant. We are blessed. This ain't to make us feel bad. I'm just asking the question Jesus asked. Preacher can't make you feel bad. Here's the deal. Normally, you know, when you think about it, whatever feeling you're having, you've sat in sermons just like this before and thought about, did I lock the front door at work yesterday? Did I cut the washing machine on? Is the crock pot, did I cut that sucker on or not? Sit there out in the room daydreaming. Same preacher, same mouth, same words. And I don't think we're daydreaming this morning. And it ain't being mean. Well, you just want me to feel bad. No, I'm asking what Jesus asked. Wasn't they 10 of them? Where's the 9? Where'd you 9 go? Where are you 9 at? I got one down here praising me. I got one at my feet worshiping me. I got one bringing the Father glory and honor. Where the rest of y'all at? And my only answer to him is, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, wretched man that I am. Gaudy, sickening. You know the difference, Tony, Casey, a lot of times when it rains, we complain. When it's sunny, we complain. When it's windy, we complain. When it's cold, we complain. When it's hot, we complain. When the food ain't salted perfectly, we complain. When that feast that's set in front of us was cooked by so-and-so, and I'm sitting there, listen, I'm sitting there filling myself up thinking, well, she didn't even comment on my pie. Here we are, lavished, and we complain. Oh, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. But here's the deal. If we don't think about it, if we don't run head first into it, you know what we'll do? We'll continue. If we don't realize it and hear it and have to sit there and wallow in it for just a few minutes, then guess what? There's absolutely no chance of anything changing. But you know, the nine can come back. The nine could come back. We're not giving the rest of the story. The nine could come back. Two or three could run up to him. Hey, Jesus, praise you. I'm sorry. I done got off into town and I'd never got to worship before. I'd never got to go see my family. I've been running around saying unclean, unclean, and they just done brought me in. And you know, I just got distracted and I got caught up in the moment and I just got blinded by all the attention. I got blinded. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. When we repent, He forgives us. When we admit it, when He forgives us, when the Spirit of God says, hey, that's you, and our spirit screams out, God, I'm sorry, He forgives us. He don't hold it against us. He don't condemn us. He don't mash us down. He says, hey, I need to dust you off and I need to put you back out there. Go shine for me. Go live for me. You may be that one this Thanksgiving that's sitting around the table that's saying, man, we're blessed. We are so good. God is so good. God is so good. Guys, we are so blessed. Tweak it a little. We're not lucky, we're blessed. We're not, wow, that sure worked out. No, God worked out. Glad I was in the right place at the right time. No, God's just being God. In the little things, the little bitty things, thank God for the little things, the insignificant things, the things that we don't think so important, the things that's like, that's not that big. Yes, it is. This past week, this is silly, but listen to this. You'll like this. This last week, I'm laying there, and I thought all of a sudden, boom, I got to go cancel that gym membership. Out of the blue, I'm like, I got to just go cancel it. I call them, hey, I need to cancel it. I don't ever come. I'm like, come on down. I go down there. I walk in out of the blue. I walked in, I signed, he said, oh, no problem, blah, 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 and all this, and I walked out, and I felt good about it. And then I got to the car, and I looked down at my app, and I had signed up on October the 22nd. And God said, hey, you, on November the 22nd. And you know what that saved me? The $49 annual membership. And you know what I did when I saw that date? I almost cried. And I thought to myself, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the little insignificant things, y'all, that we take for granted all the time. Little things. The little things. Father God, wake us up. God, help us to see the little things. Help us to start with the little things, God. Maybe we're about to have a wonderful lunch. God, we're about to see our families here in the next days or so. Some of us are going to get to go home. Some of us are going to have home come to us, God. Some of us may not have that family member. But God, we're still loved. God, our cars run for a long time. God, we're healthy. We got beautiful homes, Lord. Beautiful, lavish homes. We have beautiful clothes, and we have, God, how stupid are we, God? We got perfumes and colognes and deodorants, and God, we just don't have one scent. We got a lot of scents. God, most of us, we got a lot of toothbrushes. We don't just get one roll of toilet paper. We buy the jumbo pack. God, have mercy on our blind, distracted souls. That through the plush, through the lavish, through the excess, through the abundance, through all the riches, God. God, you have given it to us. You have given it to us, Lord. And we're to be stewards of it. We're to be good stewards of it. God, but your will is for us to be thankful for it. Not to take it for granted. Rejoice, pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks, for this is God's will. Lord, why are there the haves and the have-nots? God, that we don't understand, but what we have been told in your word, no matter where we are, is to give thanks. Not to just ignore you, not to just off to the next thing, God, but to give thanks. God, because you've forgiven us all, I pray all of us. I pray every one of us in this room is a Christian, but I pray, Lord, if there's one that's sitting here saying, Brother Shannon, I'm not a Christian, but I want to be, then listen, you trust Jesus. Put your hope in Jesus. Cry out to forgiveness, for forgiveness to Jesus. Believe in Him. Hold on to Him. Cling to Him. No matter what life throws at you, put your trust in Christ Jesus alone. And give Him praise and give Him honor and give Him thanks in all things, for all things, through all things, in all things. God, don't let us be one of the nine. When we drift back into the crowd of nine, Lord, convict us and bring us back, Lord, please. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.